Hey, I'm Sam.
I'm Haley.
And we love all things Hallmark.
Come join us as we share with you our love for Hallmark and all the bliss it brings into our lives.
Each week, we're going to talk about our favorite Hallmark movies and a few series, the beautiful Hallmark men, and of course, we'll talk about the ladies too.
Are you ready to get blissed?
We are. This is Hallmark Bliss with my sis.
We're back.
You guys, episode 9.
I'm a freaking hot mess. Freaking hot mess. Thanks, writers. Okay. You did your job and you did it good.
There's so many.
Due diligence.
Thank you.
All right.
So I'm going to go through. This is like a quick synopsis, but kind of.
Episode 9, what a difference a day makes.
All right. This is what I wrote down. Mick is okay. Megan is not. Connor is stressed. Nell is screening calls. Margaret is back. Mandrake knows Evan. Evan has feelings. Makes omelets. Mick and Evan share stories. Luke's parole officer is a jerk. Connor is going to help Luke with Margaret. Kevin and Sarah have a belly bean. Kevin almost wanted to tell his mom. That part gets you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Focus. Focusing. Mr. Peck is in trouble. Megan had her art show. Lots happened. Mick wants to travel the world with Megan. Can't wait to talk about that. Jess is in the loop. Driscoll wants to dance with Nell. And Sarah passed out. And I am right.
It's in my notes. Just wait until I get to it.
Okay, so let's begin.
Let's do that. Because we're going home.
Yes.
To the freaking shore.
I was a mess before this even started, because I'm like, I just want to know right off the bat, they better tell me if Mick is okay or not. Because I thought, are we going to have to wait the whole episode? Are they going to tell us right away? Thank you. You told us in the first 5 minutes.
Praise be. Praise be what? I don't know.
Praise be what?
I don't know. Whatever Nell says.
So they're on the phone. I'm literally like all their faces. That was me. I was looking around the room. I was like, what is happening?
What is going on? Oh, okay. A friend of Kevin's at the Coast Guard calls. There was a distress call. A plane was going down. He had to land it. And they think that it was Mick. So they're going to see what's going on and get a call back.
It was Mick?
No, they think that it was Mick. And then he's like, okay, so we don't know how long it's going to be. Why don't you guys just go home? Everybody's like, what? We're not going anywhere. And so everybody was just staying home, staying over there. And then, of course, Megan.
Oh.
No one's leaving. And
Megan
goes off into the room. And Nell is like, honey, what do you need? And she's like,
this got me.
I know. She's
Did it
like,
get you?
Yep. I was dying, you guys.
She said, I need Mick.
I need Mick. And she's like, I just haven't had enough time.
And I didn't get to tell him what I wanted to tell him. And Nell says, well, what did you want to tell him?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was losing it already.
I was crying. I was already crying.
Like, I love him. I like him. I like the man that he's become. And I'm just like, that's so much I wanted to say to him. And I'm like, please, writers, let her tell him. I really was thinking that.
Because I really want to know.
We're gonna get through this, guys.
Man, seriously. Okay, so, and then all of a sudden,
hello,
they found him.
Oh my gosh! I'm like, thank you.
It was under 5 minutes. Thank you, writers, because I was losing my crap.
He's at the hospital.
Everybody's at the hospital, and Megan is losing it on Mick. So they get him back to the house.
He gets wheeled in. And this is the part that she kneels down and she's like, I would have killed you. If you died, I would have killed you.
Yeah, and then she grabs him by the face and kisses him. And I'm just like, thanks for writing that in.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I freaking love it. You guys know.
I'm still emotional. So like, I couldn't totally take that in because I was taking every minute in. But I did. And then it was funny because they all looked at each other.
Oh man, I loved it. Okay, so they're all back at the house and he's explaining what happened. And he called it an unnecessary, hold on just a second.
Get your notes together, Haley. Figure your life out.
Oh my gosh.
Basically, he crashed, but he made it seem like a necessary landing or something. I don't know the words either.
And she's like, Mick, you crashed.
Yeah. He's like, well.
Well, anyway, and she goes off on him. because she was so upset. But she's like,
how could you do that to us?
How could you do that to us? We love you. Or how could you do that to me? To us?
Yeah.
She's a hot mess.
We would have missed you. And then as she walks out, mm-hmm. I love it because Bree's like, she's just really happy you're okay.
Seriously. Guess where we're back? We're back at, we are back at Kevin and Sarah's house.
In bed.
Okay, writers, guess what? They listened. He doesn't have a shirt on.
I know.
That was so, great.
I loved it. And I know this was already written before I mentioned that in my podcast.
It doesn't matter. It's been said.
But I'm going to pretend that you guys just
listen
knew.
To us.
You knew that we wanted the shirt off.
Oh, good glory. I can't. She's talking about avocados. I'm thinking.
She's having cravings, guys.
Please move from under the covers. And what does he do?
He does.
And then they go to commercial. What the crap, you guys? You couldn't have given me like another 30 seconds
again
of his beautiful body?
I love these scenes, but can we see their house next season? We better have a next season.
Oh my gosh, we better. Okay, Graham and Connor.
I love it.
Okay, Connor needs help.
He's
clearly stressed.
He is.
And he's like, I need a paralegal. I need somebody to do my appointments to...
He needs help.
He needs help, okay? And Grant's like, I can do that. I can schedule your appointments. I can answer the phones. And he goes,
technology has...
And anyway...
Has changed.
Right. And she goes, I can do it. Not a problem. And he goes, okay, just so you know, it's just for today. And she goes, I got it. And so...
She's like, you wouldn't be able to pay me
yeah,
or something like that.
So they head off to the office. And then Evan shows up checking on Mick. Mick is upset about his offer to Abby. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you should have come to me before. And he's like, because she's your daughter. And he goes, no, because she's my partner. Like, laying it out all on the table. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a straight shooter. So is Abby. You know,
and
what you did was wrong.
And you needed to come to me
first. And you needed to come to me first. And he's like, okay, I'm sorry. And then end scene.
Yes.
The next scene, Gran is screening all of Connor's calls. Okay.
So great.
She's talking everybody off of the ledge. Did you really need a lawyer? Yeah. Well, maybe you should work that out and then call me later.
Yeah.
And tell me how it goes. Okay. And Kevin.
Connor.
Connor is listening to her all the time.
He comes in and he's like, Gran, I'm not getting any phone calls. And she's like, yeah, well, I'm screening all of them for you.
Uh-huh. And he goes, well, and she goes, you know, sometimes people just need
to vent.
Somebody to vent to. And he goes, yeah, that's what lawyers are for. And we get paid by the hour. And she goes,
not my Connor.
He's not going to do that. He's not going to take advantage of people like that.
And then he's like, and I got soup for you. And he's like, that's great, Grant.
And he's also taking more aspirin. Okay.
Oh,
he's
yes.
taking aspirin.
Pills.
Freaking pills.
You guys, everybody's taking pills in this
taking pills. Okay, then we're back with Mick and Evan, okay?
Evan, and before you get into it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, because I just want to emphasize how much I love every scene in this episode with Mick and Evan. It is amazing.
Good job, guys. Good job, writers.
I wasn't expecting this.
Oh, and I loved every freaking minute of it.
And I really loved them bonding with each other and also opening up. Mm-hmm. I just didn't see that. So it was a very pleasant surprise. So let's talk about it. So now they're sitting there and Evan's talking about
the business work stuff. And he's like, Evan, we have gone over this over and mm-hmm. over and over again. And he goes, I know, I just want to make sure that it's clear. And he goes, Evan, you don't need an excuse to come over. And he goes,
just
come and visit. And I'm like, oh, this is wonderful.
So then
they're like, do you want to have lunch? And so they walk into the kitchen and Mick's at the refrigerator and he's there with his broken arm. And Evan's like, oh, come on, get out of the
Hold
way.
Hold on.
Let me do this.
Back up.
What?
What do you mean? What? It's a huge thing.
What?
As he walks in and Mick is at the fridge.
Oh, he sees a picture of Abby.
Which he could have just walked by, but he grabbed it with his hand and looked at it and smiled and then looked at Mick to smile. And he's like, let me help you. You only have one arm,
mm-hmm.
available arm, and one working arm. But I couldn't get over the fact that he stopped to look at her picture.
Mm-hmm. So Mick is sitting down and he starts asking
He's making him an omelet.
Yeah, he's going to make him an omelet. And he says, so tell me
where
you grew up. And he goes, Gainesville, Florida. But you already knew that. You could just Google it. And he goes, I only Google dead people. And he goes, I like that about you.
I laughed
at that. It was so funny. And so, of course, you know, Mick is just trying to get to know Evan on a personal level. And he goes, do you have any siblings? You know, what's going on with your parents? And he goes, I never knew my dad. And he goes, oh, that must have been rough. And he goes, yeah, it was okay. I had my mom. And he's like, well, she must have been a really special lady. And he's like, yeah, she was. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then Mick gets a call. They've salvaged the plane. They're letting him know all of the parts are at a hangar somewhere. And he's like, hey, do you want me to go with you? And he's like,
let's go check it out.
Let's go check it out. And so,
I'll call Mandrake.
Yeah. Hey, Mandrake! Guys, our favorite chauffeur.
Mandrake.
We love you. So,
also, I didn't realize that his mother passed away and he never had a dad. So that was information I didn't know. And I like getting this backstory.
Yeah. Yep. So we're getting more information about
Evan,
and we're loving it. Okay.
Freaking Luke at the bridge.
Parole officer.
Way to ruin moments with
you
them.
You know what? Here we go. Here he comes to wreck the day.
Yeah, like, Bree,
seriously.
Bree and Luke are talking, okay, at the bridge, and in walks the parole officer, and he just looks mad. Like he looks at Luke like, I hate you.
And he's
what's
like,
his problem with him?
Well, this is his problem. He wakes up in the morning, he's thinking, my life sucks. What can I do to screw another guy over? So he shows up and he's like, so first of all, you don't tell me you changed jobs, changed addresses. And he goes, yeah, I told you. And he goes, and then you're not available and on time for your appointments. And he goes,
I explained that.
And he goes, yeah,
your
car broke down. Okay. And he's like, and now it wasn't going to be a big deal if things didn't keep happening. And he pulls out a drug test. And apparently, according to this drug test, he has been taking
amphetamines.
And
it
he's
was a
like,
positive
now
drug test.
Yep. So he's like, now we're going to do a hearing and you're going back to prison. And he leaves the paper. And Bree is just like, Luke, this is the time. This is the time for you to tell me the truth. Did you take drugs? And he goes, no, I promise you, I didn't take drugs. And
I never have.
And she's like, okay, fine. Then we'll just take another test and then we'll fight this. And she's like, we're going to fight it. And I'm like, I love you.
Find anyway, it, please, and go get your brother right now.
Hey, I know a lawyer.
Oh, okay. Then we have Mick.
With the plane wreckage. And Evan is like, man, it's a miracle that you are alive.
Oh, yeah, because it's like the plane, the wing
mess.
Is off.
Mm-hmm.
The
Everything's a mess.
The engine is out, and it looks
bad. And Mick's like, please, will you just make sure that you don't tell Abby and Megan, pretty much don't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay, I'll just keep it to myself. Mm-hmm. And they're walking out and he's like, I don't think that, you know, they're not going to be able to salvage this plane. They're not going to be able to repair it, fix it or anything. And he goes, how long have you had this plane? And he's like, about 10 years.
He loved it.
And he loved his plane. And Evan thinks that it's a good idea to say, hey, I can help you get a new plane, you know, a replacement. You know, I could help you buy a new one. And Mick
did not like that.
He did not like it. He's like, yeah, no thanks. And he goes, oh, I'm not trying to, you know, offend you. And he goes, yep, you will if you keep talking. And then the conversation ended.
And can I just say right here, I love that.
Yeah.
I posted that on Twitter because it's Mandrake, Mick,
and Evan.
And they're all standing there. And look at Mandrake.
Oh, my gosh.
We
love you.
So right there, that's the best shot. And that was right before Evan kind of ruined that little moment that I was having.
Yeah.
I was like, loving them. And then Evan's like, hey, I'll buy you a plane.
And we're like,
wait, no, don't say that.
I'm like,
here we have Megan setting up the art gallery and Kevin comes in to talk to her.
Okay. She's getting ready for the art show and the art friend is there and he's like, oh, you're just fabulous. This is just going to put you right there on the art scene again. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm thinking art guy, go freaking away. And she's so excited and she goes, oh, I'm so glad your dad is okay. And he goes, yeah, me too. And you were just really passionate the other day about, you know, what was going on with dad. And it just means that you just care. And she goes, yeah, I do. And then Kevin smiles at her and you can tell that he wants to tell her about the baby. And he goes, Mom, I want to tell you something. And I'm thinking, oh, he's going to just tell her. Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't. He goes, Mom, I'm just really proud of you. And she goes, oh, thanks, honey. And then
he walks away.
He walks away and he doesn't really tell her. So Megan's setting up for the art show. And then now we're back to my favorite scenes, which is with Kevin and with Connor and Nell at the office. And it's the afternoon and she's set up appointments for him to interview paralegals.
He's not liking any of them. And then she's like, oh, Nell's like, there's one more. And he's all, hello. And then Margaret's like, hi. And he looks up and sees it's Margaret.
What's her last name again?
Keller.
It's Margaret Keller. And
Connor O'Brien.
And by the way, isn't she beautiful?
Yes. And I have been waiting.
Those are all of my notes.
I have been waiting for her to show up.
Did you have butterflies? Because as soon as she walked in, I had butterflies.
Because I've been waiting for this moment. I want her to work with him. Uh-huh. So she basically explained that she left the DLP. And what I wrote for this scene was, I want to work with a guy like that. Because that's what she was thinking in her mind because of what he did and he left. And she wants to be an honest lawyer. Mm-hmm. And she didn't like how they handled the situation. And then she said, I thought to myself, I want to work with a guy like that. And he's like, well, there's only one last thing to say. You're hired.
Yeah, you're hired. And then they shook hands. But my note that I had was like right before Sammy's line. And she's like basically telling them, you know, this is what I told them. And I had a few choice words, but I'm not going to say those words because Gran's right outside the door listening. Yeah. And she goes, I'm not listening. He goes, yeah, we know you're not, Gran.
Yeah, we believe you, Gran.
We believe you, Gran.
It's so cute. And she smiles.
It is cute, huh? And then she goes into Sam's favorite line. And I'm like, oh, man, I love Gran so much. And I just love.
And she's officially hired.
I know. And I love you, Margaret. It's happening. You're beautiful. It's happening. I got the butterflies.
Oh, I love it that she's working with him. I thought we were going to have to wait for that, too. But no, it happened in this episode.
And then this next scene.
My favorite.
Thank you, Mandrake. Our trusty chauffeur. Okay.
It's Mandrake and Evan having a coffee. And Evan is upset about how he handled things with Mick.
So he's like,
I offended him.
He goes, I offended him. And then this is where Mandrake is like, not offended, insulted. There's a difference. And he goes, oh man, I rich man carded him, didn't I? Mm-hmm. And then we have hashtag chauffeur wisdom. Okay. And I'm thinking, oh, Mandrake, I love you.
Yeah.
It was a good scene, wasn't it?
Because he's like, I don't know, just something. He's talking about, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know why I did that. And he goes, well, here's my guess. Because something about this place has come to matter to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, quote. Mandrake. Mandrake knows. Mandrake knows who he has feelings for. Mandrake knows what's special about this place. But he wants Evan to figure it out himself.
Yeah, so he's like giving him like wisdom.
Trying to like get him to say it. But he's not.
Without telling him, yes.
Yep. And then we have... Perfect. Connor with Margaret and they're going over stuff and then in walks Bree with Luke.
Yes. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry.
We need your
help. I know you're busy, but I need your help. Mm-hmm. And of course, Connor is right there to say, okay, what's going on? And they tell him what's happening. And he goes, okay, well, you know, I don't know a lot about, you know, the law with parole officers. And Luke is like, oh, okay, it's all right. You know, and he was like, get up and go. And he's like, no, it's okay. You know, 3 days before the hearing is enough time for me to get, you know, familiar with whatever we need to do. And this was my favorite line.
Oh, yeah.
This is my favorite line. So he's like
Margaret, clear my schedule.
Shouldn't be that tough. Thank you. You wrote the same thing down. Okay. Because I'm just like, Margaret, clear my schedule. Shouldn't be that tough.
Right. And if it weren't for Nell screening all the calls and getting everyone to figure out their own problems, he probably would have had a few appointments. But
oh, man.
She cleared it.
Seriously.
She screened everything.
Connor. Not my Connor. He's not going to take advantage of people like that.
So thanks, Gran. No one. So yeah, Margaret, shouldn't it be hard for you to clear that schedule for him?
Oh man. Okay. This next scene, this is probably where your line is going to come in, but I'm just like, man, Mick is upset. You can tell he's in pain. He pulls out a pill bottle and I'm just like, what the crap is going on with this freaking show? Everybody's on painkillers.
What is happening to everyone?
Connor's taking pills.
Mick's taking pills.
Luke's taking allergy pills.
He's got a everybody's positive taking drug pills. Test.
What in the world is happening? So
Evan walks in to apologize again.
And he goes, what did he say? He's like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm sorry about what happened. You know, it's what did
you're a proud man.
You're a proud man, your generation. And he goes, my what?
And then Evan's like, I really keep putting my foot in it, don't I?
He goes, yeah,
you do.
Yeah, you do. So he sits down to start talking to Mick and
asks him, how are you doing?
And he goes, yeah, I'm in pain.
Everything
my
hurts.
My head hurts, my back hurts, my arm hurts, my leg hurts, everything hurts. And
he's like, you were in a serious accident.
Mm-hmm.
Were you scared? He's like, yeah, I was terrified. Mm-hmm. So this is a scene that I want to definitely share with you guys.
Yes.
Because I absolutely love Evan in this and Mick. Mm-hmm. Because basically Evan's talking about, you know, do you want to talk about it? And Mick's like, no, I don't. And he's like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Just, you know, shove it all down and don't talk about it. And then one of these days it's going to pop up. And he's like, you sound like you have personal experience with this. Mm-hmm. And then he asks Evan to share, but then Evan says, no.
Yeah, no thanks.
He's like, no, really.
Tell me.
So this talk is what I want to share mm-hmm. with you guys because.
And of course, you know, it's just Mick, it's Dad O'Brien. Mm-hmm. All he has to do is just look at you in your face and you want to confess everything. Yes, mm-hmm. it's like he's looking into your soul, and it's that easy just to
tell him.
Open up. And I'm just like,
I know.
Because and if what I perfect. Was in a room with him,
Haley's
I was
crying. Like, oh my God. Haley's falling.
Legit. This is it, you guys. We're gonna bang out about his back and then everything.
Treat Williams. If I ever meet you, I'm gonna tell you my whole life story. I'm gonna tell you everything and then I want a hug.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
She is. So yeah, and I love that he because I didn't think Evan would ever open up. Uh-oh. I thought it was Kate.
Oh,
I thought it was gonna be Abby. But Abby's gone on a trip, and who is he opening up to?
Mick.
Like, writers, brilliant. This is brilliant.
You guys are just freaking awesome. Yeah,
it's so good. So,
oh my God.
Okay. Nervous. Are we ready to share the scene, Haley?
Do it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
No, not particularly.
Now you know how I feel.
Touché.
Why don't you tell me about it?
Please. Okay, I was 18, in the passenger seat. We were driving at night. I don't know if she'd been drinking. She might have been, or maybe she just fell asleep. We hit the bridge over the parkway going, I don't know how fast. I was not wearing my seatbelt. Airbags caught me. But they messed up my back pretty bad. I pulled her out, but she didn't make it.
That's awful. Is that why you don't drive?
That. And Mandrake says I'm a menace behind the wheel.
The girl. Did you know her well?
Yeah. She was my mom.
Well, there it is. It was his mom.
Oh my gosh.
And that's how she died. And that's how he hurt his back.
Oh my gosh. Like,
literally, this is his backstory and his back story.
Yeah, I'm with you, Sam.
Just trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
You can't because everybody's popping pills. I know what happened to Evan's back. His mom died in a tragic accident. Oh my gosh, I can't. And involved him. Okay, here we go. Next scene. Margaret, you are beautiful. beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
And okay. Connor is stressed and passed out on the couch.
He's passed out on the couch. He's taken a whole bottle of aspirin. What in the world? Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh, I've got something in my eye now. I've been freaking crying. Now I can't freaking see.
She's got makeup and mascara in her eye. Do we need to take a minute?
But I'm just thinking, what in...
You guys, she's poking her eye right now. Okay, let me talk while you get your eye situation figured out. Margaret is...
Connor's taking a whole bottle of pills. Okay.
So anyway, they sit down and she's talking about, okay, the case...
Go ahead.
Okay. It's today. In 3 hours, we got to get going on this. And he's like, okay, it's fine. It's fine. And she's like, oh, well, at least he had a negative drug test. And he's like, yeah, because he wasn't taking drugs today. Mm-hmm. And he's like, look, I just got to come up with something better than him. Oh, he's a good guy. Uh-huh. You know, trust him. And she's like, you'll do it. I have faith in you. Yeah, and I love that.
You'll figure it out. Yeah. You'll figure it out. You'll get it done. And so then they start working the case again. And...
Because they only have 3 hours.
Only have 3 hours.
So now we're at...
Now we're at court, the court hearing, and then I'm like, okay, everything's going on good. They're all walking it. Brie looks beautiful.
Yeah, she's wearing this beautiful outfit, and then Luke is wearing all jeans. Black.
No, he's wearing blue jeans, a black buttoned-up shirt, and a black tie. And then Connor starts stumbling. And I'm like, what in the world? Freaking bottled aspirin. What is happening? And he's like, no, it's going to be okay. You know, I'm just, you know, a little lightheaded. He keeps walking. He literally, his heart is going to explode. Okay. And he can't go anywhere.
Brie calls the doctor and gets him into the hospital.
Oh, man. Oh, I forgot. I did have a note here because Kevin called the baby Declan. Mm-hmm. And she goes, enough with the Irish names. And I'm just thinking, leap year. His name was Declan.
Oh, I was wondering where I heard that name before.
Leap year. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm just upset because I want to know what in the world is happening with all of my men. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Yeah.
What are you doing to all of my men?
What's happening?
So
then we have Evan and Mick.
Yep. So Evan, you're freaking killing me. You literally are killing me.
He asks about how long...
So Abby's been back in Ohio. Yep. She's been away for about 5 days. And
4 days.
4 days. And he goes, yeah, that's about a week.
And he's Evan's like, yeah, it's been a really long time.
And he goes, yeah, about a week. And he goes, yeah.
I miss her.
Anyway, you guys, listeners, I told you.
Yeah. So he.
Okay. The whole offer of a job was a cover up. Okay. To make him not feel like he's the idiot with the feelings. Okay.
Yeah, and he's like, so, Mick, what would you think if I asked your daughter out? And he's like...
You know, to dinner or coffee, so, like, on a date?
He's like, well, she's a grown woman. She can make that decision for herself.
You're asking permission to court my daughter?
Mm-hmm. And I love that, because I'm like, what? Oh, court Mr. Darcy. I love it.
I love all of it.
But he's like, yeah, she's a grown woman. She can make that decision herself. And then Evan has the cutest smile on his face. And he's like, yeah, I know.
I know. And then guess who pops out after that?
Nell.
Gran. And I'm like, hashtag Gran approves. Of course she approves because she freaking loves Evan.
She does. Yeah. Yeah. Because he was waiting for the answer. And he's like, so what do you say? And then she pops out and says that. And she does. She loves Evan. I knew that when she met him for the first time.
So next scene,
we're at Connor's office.
Connor comes back from the doctor's office and he goes, so it was just dehydration and sleep deprivation. And Margaret is like, I'm going to water you like a plant. I'm going to water you like a plant. And I'm just thinking, oh, you guys, I don't freaking believe anything that he is saying. Okay.
Right. And Bree's still concerned.
And so she leaves. He goes, it's gonna be okay.
Well, she goes to hug him and she's like, Connor, don't ever do that again. Mm-hmm. And then they have this moment. She's like, it's okay.
You scared me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go on. So her and Luke leave. Mm-hmm. And then Margaret.
And then Margaret's like, sits down. So tell me, what did the doctor really say? And basically, he almost had a heart attack, you guys. Mm-hmm. He literally is sleep deprived. He's stressed. Dehydrated, stressed.
Drinking coffee.
And the doctor's like, okay, so these are what the things that you need to be doing. No more coffee. Exercise. Less stress. Mm-hmm. Exercise.
Relax.
Relax. And he goes, so basically all the things that I can't do.
He's like, maybe I need a second opinion. And she's like, to have a doctor tell you to drink coffee and stress more?
Oh, I love her because she's mm-hmm. just like...
She's concerned.
She's concerned, and you can tell she's
And she
like,
knows something else was up, mm-hmm. and she got it out of him.
Oh, man. And then she's like, okay, so just to remind you, remember your mom's art show is tonight. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay, so do you want to go with me?
That's not when she asks him.
Oh, really?
It does come up.
It does come up.
When they do their yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have, I guess, so she basically takes him to yoga. She's trying to decompress him,
okay?
This isn't right now, but let's just go into it anyway. They're having a
she
yoga
She takes him
class
to yoga.
And trying to get him to relax. And mm-hmm. he's still not. Cause he's like, I just keep thinking about Luke and Luke's case. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, well, what is something that helps you relax? Mm-hmm. And he talks about
his family.
The fire pit and mm-hmm. how they would have... They'd roast marshmallows and have conversation around the fire pit, and it just made him calm down. She's like, see, it's already working, because he was talking mm-hmm. about his family. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you sound like I have a great family. And he's like, well, you don't know the whole story. And she's like, well, I think I know enough. Mm-hmm. And then they had that moment. And then she brings up and reminds him, your mom's having an art show.
It's tonight. And he goes, so do you want to come with me?
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, that's not officially set, but I'm titling it, you guys, they're on a date.
I loved it. And I wasn't expecting that either. I thought we'd have to wait. But yes, he asks her. And before that, we have Peck in trouble.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Peck in trouble. Okay, so Dad Peck calls. And he's losing all of his money. He made bad investments. People are going to be talking about him. He's not sure what David's going to hear. And he's like, I just want to let you know, I love you.
We're at the art show, guys, and lots has happened.
Lots of stuff is happening at the art show. And Margaret
is gorgeous.
She looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. Her hair's changed again. Her outfit's changed. They're loving it. And then Nell looks beautiful.
Yes.
She's wearing this beautiful, like, light yellow, cream, gold, whatever dress. Anyway, and Mr. Driscoll is not having it. He's just like so uncomfortable about this whole thing. And she goes, okay, so why are we doing it? And he brings up his wife that's passed. And he goes, it's because I feel like I'm doing this for her for like one last hoorah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, that's so great. Well, what would you really like to be doing? And then that's when he's like, I would like to dance. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you are so cute.
Yeah,
I can't stand it.
They're having their little moment outside.
They're having a little moment together, and I loved it. Then we have Margaret talking with Bree, and Bree's like, okay, give it to me straight, Margaret. What did the doctor really say? And she goes, I have no idea what you're talking about.
She's like, come on.
And she goes, come on, he told you. And
by the way, they both look gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I can't get over it. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Bree's wearing all black, her hair's up, gorgeous, mm-hmm. and Margaret looks gorgeous. And basically, she's like, well, you're taking care of him.
Yeah,
he needs that.
And she goes, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. Because mm-hmm. I know you're going to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
you are.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I love this already.
And I'm like,
I wasn't expecting this either.
I can't. So
then David
tells him about Dad Peck. And he's like, this is why I'm worried. I'm worried because my dad's saying he's having troubles, but he told me that he loved me. And he has never said that. So I know something is really, really wrong.
And I know my mom's not in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jess is like, well, thank you for
having me
be in the loop.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know.
This is my favorite scene.
We have Mick and Megan.
And she's like, oh, hey, look at you. You look all suave. And he goes, I was going for dapper. And they kind of just started giggling. And then this is the scene
Haley
I want, Sammy.
Yes.
Because I just,
this
you guys, I
scene.
Have said this over and over and over again. Mick and Megan are my love story.
I love them.
Slow burn, mm-hmm. perfect, everything. And I just love them. It just makes me so happy.
So here is their moment.
Thank you. You know, I have been concentrating on this so long, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
I have an idea.
You do?
Yeah. We haven't really talked about where we're going, have we? Both kind of avoided that.
We have.
I wasn't sure you wanted to talk about it.
Well, I wasn't sure you wanted to talk about it.
And
Maybe I didn't. But I do now. You know, ever since I was in that plane.
Making the necessary urgent landing.
Yeah, see, there's that quote.
Anyway, Abby's been doing wonderful.
The necessary urgent landing.
And what if I took some time off?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And do what?
Travel. Like we always said we would. Around the world.
Oh.
Just you and I.
Just you and I. Around the world.
Mm-hmm. I'd love that.
We would too.
Can I just be watching you? Can I just fly around the world with you guys too?
Yes.
Just slow burn. Tell you what.
And then to swoon. Top it off, they're looking out the window and watching Driscoll and Nell dance. They're all watching them dance.
Oh, it was so sweet. And I'm like, oh, my heart is so happy right now.
Yeah, because they're going to travel together. And yep. He's okay.
Yep.
And then we end it with Sarah getting ready. And Kevin's like, if you hurry up, we can make it to my mom's art show before it's over.
And this is what I'm thinking. Oh, my gosh, they're going to get into a car accident.
Oh, that's what
I'm
you thinking, thought?
Oh, yeah. I'm like getting like right away. And I'm like, oh, they're gonna rush trying to get over there. He's not even fully dressed. I mean,
we're okay with that.
But then all of a sudden, Sarah bends over. Oh, I don't feel so good. And then she passes out. And he goes, hun, what? And he's like,
oh, I know when he was saying that. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. And so, he's like, and it ends right after that. And I'm like, Sam
was right.
I'm like, Sam, you were right. Freaking Shauna Grimes. You know what?
She's lost. She's going to lose the baby.
She's going to lose the baby. It's Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm. She's going to lose it.
Okay, I don't want to compare my writers.
No, don't compare it.
Because I love you guys, but you just freaking Shauna Grimed me, okay?
Shonda Rhimes us.
You just freaking Shauna Rhimed me, all right?
But maybe, then I'm like, maybe there's still hope. Maybe she'll just end up in the hospital and she's got to be on bed rest. But
knows?
No, I think I'm right. I think she's going to lose it.
They grimed us.
Yep. And what do you think of the preview for next week?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
What do you think
their
announcement is? Do you think the announcement is just that they're going to travel the world and he's going to retire?
I have no idea. All I know is that I saw freaking Margaret and Connor maybe
looking
touching
at each
hands.
Other. Okay, and then Evan dead. At the airport
Evan
with a sign.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
And then, of course.
But then Jay.
Jay is like,
I have feelings for
you. And we're like, we knew that, Jay. Because you're fine. You're freaking fine.
And then it shows Evan kind of asking Abby out. But she doesn't say anything.
Yes. And then she all of a sudden is on the phone leaving a message to, we don't know if it's Jay or
Evan.
But she's just like, I've been thinking about you and I'm just dead.
Yeah. Like maybe we should see where this
goes
or something.
Or whatever. And then Bree's like,
who was it?
Well, we don't know until next week.
And are they going to tell us or are they going to leave
us? Hey, you guys, writers, you know our handle, so just message us.
About what? We're going to before next week.
Yeah. Oh,
can
let
you guys
us know.
Give us a spoiler before
next week? And I just want to know, am I right?
Are you right that it's Evan?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we all think that it's Evan.
Again, you know our handle.
Okay, so this episode was amazing.
It was amazing. I was a hot freaking mess, and I loved every freaking minute of it.
Once I figured out that Mick didn't die, then I calmed down, but then pills were everywhere, and
pills.
People were falling and passing out. So
having heart attacks. Our pets' heads are falling off.
So I was stressing about it, but I still loved this episode. And then Mick and Evan in this episode.
Perfection.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either, and I loved it. And that's probably why, because I was like, why is Abby going to be gone during this? But she had to be gone so they could have their moment. And they had it.
Yep. And it was great.
Yes, it was. All right, guys. So that was episode 9, and we only have one more left.
Oh, my gosh, my
for
heart.
For next week. And I don't want it to end.
I don't either.
But it's going to. So we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. You've been blissed.